Hey Denise, it's Nicole with the Bank of Cardiff.
Hey Nicole, I have a couple questions on the application. Mm-hmm. Like, I sent you the check already. Do I need to fill out that one paper that says the bank information?
Let me see where you're at. What page is it? You know?
Well, let me see.
Let me pull up the documents real quick. Do you know what page you're looking at?
Yeah, I have a bunch of them that I'm going through them, so let me get to it. Well, first with the, let's just go with this first one, if you want. We'll start off from there with number 6, I believe it is.
Okay, let me pull, let me see, page 6.
The amendment of payment, the payment right.
So, I would take 5 deposits. You can make that happen.
What's the page number at the bottom?
There's no page numbers right before the 7. I believe it's probably the 6.
Oh, okay. I see it. And it has the sample form?
Between 6 and 7.
Okay,
yeah.
I see it. The addendum.
Yes. Okay, for that one, what does that actually mean? Like, if what they're going to charge him, or they will charge him if...
That is saying what they would charge if these things happened.
Okay, so the 35 that it says, the origination fee, the first one, what would that be? Is that in charge to him or no?
I don't believe yours has an origination fee.
Okay, and how about the funding fee, $34 for the same day wire transfer? No?
Yes. No, I don't believe so.
Nothing on that page? They still have to sign it though?
Yes.
Okay, and that can take the changes to the bank and all that, right?
Yes.
Okay, and let's see the other page. Well, I have to go reading through the whole thing.
No, it's okay.
Let's see. Okay, so number 9, they just have to sign. That's just saying, okay, the stuff goes right. Okay, about the agreement for direct deposit one.
Okay,
so right there, what does this mean? Do I have to fill out the top right there? What I was telling you.
Yes, so that we know. Okay.
We voided a check to you.
Yes. So just make sure that the what you write on the paper matches the check that you sent me. So the routing number and the account number is on the check.
Mm-hmm. You still want me to fill out that part, though?
Yes, that all has to be filled out.
Okay, and bank account verification, that doesn't go really. Okay, the bank login information.
Mm-hmm.
What do they need that for? Is what they want to know.
So they can have the... it's just viewing access, so they can't change anything on the bank account. They can just view it, just to verify that they can take the daily payment out every day.
Okay, can I put you on hold real quick, Nicole?
Yeah, go ahead.
Don't have to take out the entire
Yes, Nicole? Okay. Mm-hmm. You were saying?
Oh, yeah. So that is just to view. It's to view it so they can make sure that the money is in there before they take it out. And if it's not, mm-hmm. then they can give you a call and be like, okay, well, you know, you guys don't have the amount in there. Will you have it by this time? And then they can verify with you.
Okay. And then the landlord mortgage one. What do you need from there?
Let me see. Just the information that you guys use. So the landlord's name.
The request for verification of lease agreement.
Do you guys lease the property or do you own it?
No, we lease. We rent it off the guy, the owner.
Okay, so they'll just need the lease itself, I think. It's
okay,
only...
Yeah, fill that part out, okay? And the other one, the ACH authorization form.
Mm-hmm. That's just you put the same bank account information that you put on the other forms, and that's just saying that, you know, they can take the money out.
Okay, and you already have the void check. I don't have to resend it to you, right?
No, you shouldn't have to.
Okay, and I believe that's it then. Well, have any questions? I'll give you a call back, Nicole.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Denise.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.